This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, GBAC Nation. We are live on the tennis courts in Oxnard, Training Camp 2024. Got some C-Note content for you, but a little bit of Rangers news before we get their segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankler are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Who's on that jet to St. Louis this afternoon, Wolchuk?
Yeah, I saw a report that Josh Young, along with Cody Bradford and DeGrom, were on the same flight headed to St. Louis. Josh Young indeed confirmed from Evan Grant, said that he was on the flight, but we have not had any word on whether he will be activated today or tomorrow. But that's exciting news. Maybe we get to see Josh Young in attendance for this Cardinals series.
Yeah, he's going to be a game changer for this offense. Cannot wait for that. We have more Rangers news coming up a little bit later on the show. Chiafalo is going to kick this C-note off, the Cowboys news of the evening, with a Jerry article, right?
Yeah, so there's some quotes that are coming out here from Oxnard where Jerry's talking. They come courtesy of Clarence Hill in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And I know that why are you chuckling?
I'm chuckling because I was with at the rudder room with him, and I wouldn't believe anything he says.
we had an incredible Saturday afternoon at the rudder room, and I look forward to getting into those conversations coming up in Best of the Weekend. But Clarence did make an appearance. Calvin smoking the stogies, having a great time. Yep. And it was awesome.
Now, Law Nation was out there.
I'm sorry?
Law Nation?
Law Nation.
They were?
He was.
He was?
He was.
The entire law?
No, Law Nation is a podcaster.
He was out there.
Yep.
Representing the nation.
Oh, wait, you were given some blocking tips.
A young kid. I he started following me actually on
that was awesome, dude.
He just started
following him. Brought
us was getting in the trenches in the sand with like a high school center who was out here just trying to grind.
Can't be that serious if he wasn't following Brian already.
This young man was. I need to find. But go ahead, keep talking, so, Eric. I'll catch up.
We know about the NFL Sunday ticket situation, that it's now going to end up apparently costing the NFL over $14 billion.
Mm-hmm. My goodness!
It's ridiculous.
It's a lot of pie.
And we had hypothesized sort of a couple of weeks ago. Does this spell bad news for all these dudes that are due up now? Like, if you got in the beginning of this offseason with some of your deals, especially these quarterbacks and stuff, or like a Justin Jefferson at the height of the wide receiver market, like, did you get in at the perfect time? Because all of a sudden you get this news about the Sunday ticket stuff, and that's going to cost you a bunch of money. And it's reminiscent of the COVID times, when it's like, oh, okay, now we're pulling back on money, so now things are going to be a little bit more watered down here or there. And so, Jerry was asked about that, and he says that you need to have a feel of where the revenue is going to be down the road. He says, I feel like I know better than anybody living or got a feel for what the revenue is going to be 4, 5, 6 years from now than anybody living. I've spent all this time doing that. And if you don't understand what the revenue is going to do, then you can't look and see what the cap is going to be. And so he says, I'm just saying things like, we had a little deal down here in Los Angeles. I was the only witness for the league. And he's talking about the Sunday ticket lawsuit. Now, Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio is like, he was not the only witness for the league, not even close. So I don't know how actually true that is, but he was certainly one of them. So anyways, he's like, if you see me being a little cautious, you must know that that's what it is. I'm being cautious. I'm the best at looking around corners as far as body language and instincts. I'm better than anybody. So he's definitely using this as at least some sort of excuse as to why he's not throwing all the money around right now when it comes to Dak or CD or Micah or whatever. So some people are calling it just an excuse. I don't know, but he's using the Sunday ticket thing definitely as an excuse or a reason.
I mean, if it's $14 billion and you're bringing in roughly that per year, like, how could that not impact the salary cap, like, at least 10% or right. even more? Mm-hmm. That's interesting to me, you know, and I don't know. I'm not trying to be an alarmist or anything, but it's fascinating how they're just kind of rolling with the punches because that's such a massive amount of money. It seems like it would have to impact the cap if all of a sudden the owners have to be like, oh, remember all that money that we've made over the last 20 years? Well, suddenly we got to pay all that back to these bar partners.
Yeah, there's was it 400 and
Ryan, you were on this like from the beginning. You're like, man, I don't know how a lot of these teams are going to be able to even afford it. So maybe to try and even out that pie, that is why the salary cap ends up taking a hit.
Yeah, I think that you've got some teams that there's families that own these teams that the football business is their only business. You know, there's a lot of owners that are billionaires. They were billionaires before they own these teams. But there's a lot, like we mentioned, the Brown family in Cincinnati, the Rooneys in Pittsburgh. The Maras in New York, the McCaskies now, Hallis McCaskey family mm-hmm. in Chicago. They don't have other businesses. The Green Bay Packers, there's no extra businesses that can, like, you know, when you say, okay, we're going to have to pay.
It's like $450 million each.
Yeah, that is a huge chunk.
Maybe they
money.
Have a way to get out of it. You know,
they're trying to navigate that right now, I believe.
Okay, so I looked it up. You're looking at about $20 billion of revenue. That's not profit. You know, that's total revenue that they split with the players and, you know, got to take costs out of that and everything. So I don't know. That is a fascinating story indeed. I imagine that, you know, we're not even done hearing the end of it. For me, I would think it'd be a much bigger deal in the news today. Like, how are these owners going to remain solvent while figuring out how to pay $500 million to somebody?
Well,
they act like they can't even afford to give cheerleaders more than $20 an hour.
Well, think about the situations of some of these teams. You've got billionaires like our guy in Jacksonville, billionaire in Carolina. They're trying to get, you know, $800 million from the cities just to upgrade their football stadiums.
Yeah, it's like a stadium.
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
not.
Yeah, it's a lot of these owners could come up with it out of their pockets. A lot of them can't. I mean, that is a substantial amount of money when you start talking about generational wealth and then handing it down to family members. You know, to take $450 million out of that is
big win. Big win for small business owners, though. Yeah. A lot of those little bars that have been running that Sunday ticket getting that fatty boomba, is that what I said?
That's right. You nailed it. We got some good news on the Rangers front too, right?
We do. So the Rangers just put out a press release that they have activated third baseman Josh Jung and left-handed pitcher Cody Bradford from the IL. They went ahead and recalled Ezekiel Duran and Gerson Garabito as well. So Josh Jung activated, Cody Bradford activated. You've had Evan Carter transferred to the 60-day IL list. You had Andrew Kisner, along with Justin Foscue and Jonathan Ornelas, optioned to AAA.
Yeah.
Round Rock, David Swenzel has been designated for assignment. And right-handed pitcher Austin Pruitt has been released. Also, John Gray placed on the 15-day IL list with a right groin strain. So a lot of moving parts here for the Rangers with the big news. Jung, Bradford, activated.
You needed a catalyst. You needed an energizer. This is the moment, Brian.
No wonder CY couldn't come visit with us today.
He was a busy man.
Busy day for that. Yeah.
CY will join us later on in the week. Obviously, there's just so much going on right now. He's got such a busy day, and we salute him. But the big man will be on with us here before too long.
I'm seeing the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Smith is batting leadoff. Then it's Seager, and then it is your two bagger, Marcus Semien, in the three hole. Wow.
Moving some stuff around here.
Okay.
That's the first time in a long time.
Now where's Marcus Josh
Simeon
Young?
Has not batted leadoff. He's not in the lineup today.
Not in the lineup today. Okay. But you got Bankford sitting in the four hole and then Garcia in the five. But Marcus Simeon not leading off.
You're going to add Young to that? All of a sudden just looks loaded. Okay, maybe the shot in the arm this team needs, step one. Obviously, you know, it's just the beginning, though. You're looking at Malley and then DeGrom here the coming weeks and days. I have top five standouts from the first weekend of Cowboys training camp that many of us observed here. Out here, it's an off day today, but let's go through this. Number five, Tyler Guyton. Why did he stick out so much, Brian?
Well, I think just the fact that he went into the yesterday's practice would have clearly put him into the top five. You could just see the athletic ability, the length, the movement, and then they had a little bit more of a competitive period yesterday. The two-minute work was really good for him. He got to go against Tank. He got to go against Parsons. Held his own against both those guys very, very well. So it was good to see him get that kind of work.
What did you see, Wolchuk? You like Guyton?
I mean, the way that you mentioned the movement skills. Like, the feet are just so good with him kicking side to side. But I do think with offensive line, it's a little bit difficult to tell. And tomorrow, hopefully with that padded practice, we'll get to see a little bit more from Guyton. But he's just an absolute massive human being.
Yeah. This is your guy Kyle Yeomans, by the way, DallasCowboys.com, working off his.
Kyle watching the tape. Huh? He's not even out here.
Tyler Guyton wears 310 pounds extremely well. Yeah. Like, this dude is lean. It's not quite as developed as Tyron, but you know when you looked at Tyron and you're like, how are you 300 pounds?
Yeah.
That's kind of how you look at him. Super long, looks athletic, passes the ankle test. Wolchuk already talked about the feet.
Yeah.
So seeing him out there with the starters I think is encouraging. No, I don't want to see Adoga.
No reason for Chuma Adoga to ever step foot with the ones.
And it's promising how quickly they made that move.
Well, I'm interested to ask Will because something triggered on Saturday. Something different because of they'll say, oh, we wanted to acclimate him and all that. No, you should have just from the word go put him out there and went. And somebody stepped up in that across the building here.
That's exciting. You know, you have a number of young guys on this team that have not stepped up, but, you know, with another rookie class, there's a new crop of them, and they just cannot afford to have back-to-back bad draft classes in a row, so that's a great step in that direction. Number four on the list, Eric Kendricks, the veteran linebacker.
Yeah, he had a nice interception.
Sure
did. Yeah, he's playing. He's such he's an active player. Even when's the last time we've seen linebackers get in the way of passes around here? These linebackers are doing a great job in coverage. Even you know, with guys like Damone Clark, they're getting them involved in the pass coverage stuff. So Kendricks has just been, he's flowing to the ball. He's playing downhill. He's around the ball. He's in pass coverage. He deserves to be on this list.
And a great interview with KNC Masterpiece.
Yes.
Fun guy.
Legend. Okay, how about Tyron Billy White Shoes Johnson? What do they like about him?
He had the best. I mean, yesterday he was outstanding. He caught two deep touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He worked back to the ball, had a full extension grab parallel from the ground that was really, really nice to see him. And he's had success at the NFL level with the Chargers a couple of years ago. Was here last year. Is he one of those guys that emerges, ends up stealing one of those wide receiver roster spots, five or six?
Yeah. Man, yeah. One of the takeaways at this point is it's just seeing Tolbert, seeing Brooks and seeing Billy Johnson, the understudy sort of pass catchers have been at least a little bit more impressive than whatever I was anticipating.
If you want to see a loser out of this group, it's been Ryan Flournoy. He just hasn't practiced at all, and that's that's putting him behind.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.